News and Views.
PBI News.
Date of the annual PBI meeting. The annual meeting of PBI members and directors will be held on Friday, June 24th, at the University of Pittsburgh, Johnstown, Pennsylvania. The General Convention of Bible Students will begin on Saturday, June 25th, at the same location, and end the evening of June 30th. Those who are interested in the Pastoral Bible Institute, whether members or not, are welcome to attend this meeting. Contact the Institute's secretary for accommodation details.
PBI directors elected. The members of the Pastoral Bible Institute have elected these 7 individuals to serve as directors for the next 12 months. Todd Alexander, David Christensen, Len Grice, Ernie Kinsley, Michael Nakora, George Tabak, and Tim Thomason.
World News.
Religion. A new study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that atheists and agnostics tend to report feeling more anger toward God than believers do, according to research by Case Western Reserve University's Julie Exline. Religious people are more likely to view God's intentions as well-meaning rather than malevolent. So they're less angry even when things are not going well in their lives. CNN, February 22, 2011.
A total of 3,600 couples got married en masse in Western India on Wednesday, organizers said, in a ceremony designed to raise awareness about poor farmers hit by debt and crop failures. Some 2,433 Hindu couples, 150 Muslims, 749 Buddhists, 15 Christians, and 253 tribal people tied the knot in an open-air ceremony in the town of Amravati. Mass wedding ceremonies are relatively common in India, although not on such a scale, with couples in poor rural areas taking their vows with others to cut down on costs. AFP, February 2, 2011.
Oregon lawmakers say they will push to end legal protection for parents who rely solely on faith healing to treat their dying children. State Representative Carolyn Tomei said the deaths of the 3 children of church members in recent years prompted her to introduce the bill. House Bill 2721 would remove spiritual treatment as a defense for all homicide charges. Associated Press, February 23, 2011.
An Iraqi man in Arizona accused of killing his daughter because she had become too westernized was convicted on Tuesday of second-degree murder. Faleh Hassan Al-Maleki was found guilty of running over his daughter, Noor Falah Al-Maleki, with his SUV on October 2009. He faces 17 to 45 years in prison. Although largely practiced in Muslim countries, honor killings have been reported in Europe and South America, as well as in the United States. Associated Press, February 23, 2011.
The United States' top-growing churches, according to the National Council of Churches yearbook, are the Jehovah's Witnesses, 1,162,686 members, 4.37% increase over the past year, and the Seventh-day Adventists Church, 1,043,606 members, 4.31%. Deseret News, February 18, 2011.
In November last year, LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson announced in a leadership meeting that membership numbers had passed 14 million in July 2010. According to Scott Trotter, a spokesperson for the LDS Church, this growth continues with about 1 million new members now being added every 3 years or less. Deseret News, January 23, 2011.
Social. Most high school biology teachers don't endorse Darwin's theories in their classes, according to a new survey. Instead, 60% of them instruct their students on the principles of evolution only as they pertain to molecular biology, as one alternative among a variety of theories about biology or as necessary to pass national tests. Time, February 14, 2011.
Lawyers have started checking out potential jurors on Facebook. Lawyers are examining the hobbies, interests, religious practices, and TV watching habits of the jury pool in an effort to recruit the most sympathetic jury possible. Wall Street Journal, February 22, 2011.
Almost half of United States undergraduates learn nothing in their first 2 years of college. Universities don't make undergraduate instruction a priority. While professors are busy trying to secure research grants, students are spending 75% of their time sleeping and socializing. They spend a mere 7% of their time studying, according to a survey of 3,000 students on 29 campuses across the country. USA Today, January 18, 2011.
A woman who lost her voice more than 10 years ago can now talk again, thanks to a groundbreaking surgery to replace her larynx. An international team of doctors installed a new voice box during an 18-hour surgery in October, connecting 1 millimeter blood vessels and nerves in the organ with sutures smaller than a human hair. It is the second successful surgery of its kind ever documented. Modesto B., January 21, 2011.
A computer called Watson faced off against two human Jeopardy champions and won. Watson ended the contest with $77,147, over $50,000 ahead of both humans. The computer was not invincible, giving answers that sometimes drew a laugh from the audience. Aside from the amusement factor, the machine's victory signaled a major leap forward in artificial intelligence. New York Times, February 17, 2011.
The death toll from last week's earthquake in New Zealand has risen to 154. The 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the central business district of Christchurch on February 22nd, toppling buildings, buckling streets, and ripping the facades off iconic churches. Southern New Zealand has been hit by a series of quakes since September 4th, when a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck the area. That earthquake caused less damage and no deaths. CNN, February 28, 2011.
Winter weather records are piling up as 155 daily snowfall records were broken in January, mostly in the Northeast, but also in the South, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. More than 35,000 flights had been canceled this winter at United States airports, nearly twice as many as in the year earlier period. Wall Street Journal, January 28, 2011.
The Global Food Price Index hit a new record high for the third straight month, 2.2% higher in February than the previous all-time high set in January. February's monthly high is 36 points higher than the average for all of 2008, when soaring prices sparked rioting and food export bans in some developing nations. New York Times, March 3, 2011.
Mourners who can't make it to a funeral may be able to attend virtually, thanks to a growing trend in the funeral business of streaming funerals online. The number of funeral homes offering the service has skyrocketed in recent years. In the past, webcasting has been used to broadcast memorial services for prominent members of the public, like Michael Jackson and Richard Holbrooke. Increasingly, however, everyday families are opting to webcast their ceremonies. New York Times, January 25, 2011.
Beijing has the worst traffic in the world. It is not uncommon for trucks headed into the city to be backed up for days. Under pressure to fix the gridlock problem, the government is now limiting the number of new license plates in Beijing to 240,000 per year, about one-third of the number of plates issued in 2010, to be allotted through a lottery system. In 2009, China surpassed the United States as the largest automobile market in the world. Los Angeles Times, November 24, 2011.
Last year was the biggest ever for shutting down efforts to scam federal health care programs. Prosecutors recovered a record-setting $4 billion from hundreds of crooks, big and small. Federal officials also announced new rules to make it harder for would-be criminals to defraud the government in the future. Among the new rules, Medicare may stop all payments to a provider the moment a credible complaint about fraud has been received. ABC News, January 24, 2011.
A devastating tsunami triggered by the biggest earthquake on record in Japan looks set to kill at least 1,000 people along the northeastern coast after a wall of water swept away everything in its path. the unfolding disaster in the wake of the 8.9 magnitude earthquake and 10-meter, 33 feet, high tsunami prompted offers of search and rescue help from 45 countries. Reuters, March 11, 2011.
Political. Iran managed to rehabilitate its uranium enrichment facility in Natanz quickly after it was attacked by the Stuxnet computer worm. In a six-month period between late 2009 and last spring, Iran dismantled more than 10% of the plant's 9,000 centrifuge machines used to enrich uranium. Then, just as remarkably, hundreds of new machines arrived at the plant to replace the ones that were lost. An initial report written by nuclear experts from the Institute for Science and International Security concluded that the damage caused to the nuclear facility as a result of the cyber attack was relatively minor. Ynet News, February 16, 2011.
The Space Shuttle Discovery was launched for the last time, marking the beginning of the end for the U.S. shuttle program. During its 39th and final mission, Discovery will complete a supply run to the International Space Station. Discovery will return to Earth after 11 days and become a museum piece. Two more shuttle flights are scheduled before the 30-year shuttle program comes to an end. Associated Press, February 25, 2011.
According to 2010 census data released Thursday, United States racial minorities accounted for roughly 85% of the nation's population growth over the last decade. Most states that are picking up more congressional representation owe their new seats to growth in their Hispanic populations. Washington Post, February 3, 2011.
Syria may build its first nuclear power plant by 2020 to meet growing energy demand, a document showed, despite international concern over Syrian stonewalling of a UN probe into allegations of covert atomic activity. Any bid by Syria to launch uranium enrichment, like its ally Iran, would probably further alarm the United States and its Western allies about Syrian nuclear activities, as such material can also be used to make bombs if refined much more. Reuters, February 15, 2011.
The number of federal judicial vacancies has doubled since President Obama took office as judges retire without being replaced. The result is delayed trials and heavy caseloads in courts across America. As a result, it has taken up to 3 years for cases to be heard as courts grapple with an overwhelming number of cases. The situation is particularly dire in the Southwest, where immigration and drug cases have clogged courts. Washington Post, February 8, 2011.
Jordan's King Abdullah fired his government and prime minister as thousands of protesters took to the streets calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Samir Rifai. Rifai has been blamed for rising food and oil prices and for failing to address the 14% unemployment rate. Associated Press, February 1, 2011.
Egypt's top prosecutor instructed his office to ask foreign governments for help seizing ousted President Hosni Mubarak's assets. The move comes at the behest of protesters who demanded the president be held to account for the corruption that riddled his government after forcing him to leave office on February 11th. Mubarak is said to hold billions of dollars abroad. Washington Post, February 22, 2011.
Policymakers are determining whether it might be possible to let states go bankrupt in order to free themselves from crippling debts. States aren't allowed to go bankrupt under federal law, but some advocates say a GM-style bailout might be the only way to save states like Illinois from slashing basic services. Pension funds for public workers place a particular strain on struggling states. State bankruptcy might allow a state to change its pension obligations, which has public worker unions very worried. New York Times, January 21, 2011.
Wisconsin's Assembly passed limits on the collective bargaining power of government workers' unions. The bill requires government employees, except police and firefighters, to pay 5.8% of their salaries for pension costs, up from nothing now, and to cover about 12% of their health care premiums, up from 6%. They would be able to collectively bargain only for wages, and voters would have to approve raises that outpaced inflation. The bill would require workers to vote each year on whether to retain their unions. Bloomberg, February 25, 2011.
Finance. China passed Japan in 2010 to become the world's second largest economy after the United States. Japan's full-year gross domestic product was $5.47 trillion, about 7% smaller than the $5.88 trillion China reported in January. The news marks the end of an era. For nearly two generations since overtaking West Germany in 1967, Japan stood solidly as the world's number two economy. The new rankings symbolize China's rise and Japan's decline as global growth engines. Wall Street Journal, February 14, 2011.
Home prices dropped 2.6% nationwide during the last 3 months of 2010, pushing more borrowers underwater. Now, 27% of homeowners with mortgages owe more than their homes are worth, up from 23.2% a quarter earlier. More than one-third of all homes were sold at a loss in December. CNNMoney.com, February 9, 2011.
General Motors just had its best year in more than a decade. The company hadn't turned a profit since 2004 and almost collapsed in 2008, when it was bailed out by the federal government. But GM announced that it made $4.7 billion in profits last year. In addition, 45,000 of its union workers are in for profit-sharing checks averaging $4,300, the most in the company's history. Wall Street Journal, February 24, 2011.
Despite the presence of a fleet of international warships in the waters off Somalia, pirate attacks reached record levels in 2010. There were a reported 445 attacks, the vast majority linked to Somali pirates. By some measures, piracy costs the global economy up to $12 billion a year. Time, January 31, 2011.
Israel. The government in Lebanon, led by West-backed Prime Minister Saad Hariri, was brought down politically when 11 of the 30 cabinet members stepped down. The resigning members said the step was due to a political crisis stemming from the State Tribunal for Lebanon, which is investigating the 2005 assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, the father of Lebanon's current leader. BFP Israel, January 13, 2011.
A public opinion poll carried out by American Petcher Middle East Polls for the Council on Foreign Relations showed that if Jerusalem were divided as part of a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, East Jerusalem Arabs would prefer to live under Israeli sovereignty. The poll, which comprised the residents of East Jerusalem's 19 Arab neighborhoods, also pointed out that their opposition to Jerusalem's division is so intense that they would rather move to a new home within Israel's borders than live under the authority of a Palestinian state. Some 35% of them said that Israeli citizenship is their preferred citizenship. Ynet News, January 13, 2011.
The Ministry of Tourism said that a record number of almost 3.5 million visitors came to Israel last year, a 14% increase in the previous record set in 2008. In 2009, tourism numbers declined due to the world's economic crises. In 2010, more than two-thirds of visitors were Christian, and 23% were Jewish. Intranet, January 14, 2011.
Dramatic changes may be coming in Israel. Demographers now estimate about a third of last year's Jewish babies were born into the ultra-Orthodox community, an insular and devout minority that has long been at loggerheads with the rest of the increasingly modern and prosperous country. Ultra-Orthodox Jews have a birth rate far higher than that of other Israeli Jews, with 10 children in a single family not uncommon. About half of ultra-Orthodox adults do not work, and many men are full-time Torah students with government stipends that anger the secular majority, but are nonetheless quite meager. Of the estimated 700,000 Haredim in Israel, around 9% of the population, just under 60% live below the poverty line, Associated Press, January 14, 2011.
Intel announced in January that it will invest $2.7 billion in its Israeli plant in southern Israel, which will produce next-generation 22-nanometer chips. Intel Israel, operating since 1974, was the company's first development center outside the United States. Israel 21C, February 6, 2011.
One of the greatest beneficiaries of the unrest in Egypt has been the Muslim Brotherhood. Banned but tolerated for decades by successive Egyptian regimes, the Islamist movement is now emerging as a central player in the country's resurgent opposition. A translation of a 1995 book by the movement's fifth official leader sheds light on just how Egypt's Brotherhood views itself and its mission. It details the Brotherhood's objectives of advancing the global conquest of Islam and re-establishing the Islamic Caliphate, the public and private duties of jihad, and the struggle Muslims must wage against Israel. Jerusalem Post, February 9, 2011.
Since 2008, Dr. Amal Bishara has traveled to 60 Arab villages in search of the cheek swab samples for the world's only Arab bone marrow registry, housed at Jerusalem's Hadassah Hebrew University Medical Center. She has gathered 9,000 samples for the registry, resulting in 6 life-saving donations. Since Arabs frequently marry relatives, at least 60% of those needing marrow find genetic matches within their own extended families. All potential donors are made aware that because Arabs and Jews have common ancestors, sometimes an Arab might be a match for a Jew, and vice versa. Israel 21C, February 15, 2011.
The portion of the brain responsible for visual reading does not require vision at all, according to a new study by researchers from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and France. Brain imaging studies of blind people as they read words in Braille show activity in precisely the same part of the brain that lights up when sighted readers read. The findings challenge the textbook notion that the brain is divided up into regions that are specialized for processing information coming in via one sense or another. Hebrew University, February 24, 2011.